You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. He's going to help us get through our five-star picks of the week. Hey, Tony, how you feeling, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Feeling a little better, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Oh, really good. Thank you, Tony. So, yeah, we missed you last week. We're glad you're back. I hope the cold or whatever you've been suffering from is starting to wane. It was a little lonely for Bob and I going through the picks without you.
Yeah, man, I missed you guys last week, man. I was trying to get over this. I don't know what I had, man. So now I got this little cough. So, but I'm doing much better. I don't know how I did last week, but I don't think I did too well. But anyway, let's keep it moving.
There you go. All right, so yeah, let's review, because it wasn't a really good week, Tony, for any of us. And Bob, Tony sent me his pick, so you know, let's go through how we did and, you know, how we obviously are shaking out for the season. So Bob was the only one to finish over 500. He went 3-2. Tony, you and I were both 2-3. So unfortunately, we lose more ground to Bob, which isn't good this late in the season, since we were already, you know, well behind. But yeah, Bob 3-2. And he was the only one to pick the Falcons over the Saints. Tony, you and I picked the Saints, so we lost that one. We all took the Chiefs over the Raiders, so, you know, a thumbs up there for us. We were all on the thumbs down. We were all incorrect in taking the Vikings over the Panthers and the Rams over the Eagles, so bad job out of all three of us there. And then we all were correct in taking the Steelers over the Ravens. So now on the season, Bob is 41-19. I am 37-23, and Tony, you are 35-25. So with time running out, Tony, it's not looking good for us, my friend.
I gotta make some drastic picks, man.
Unfortunately, we both do. So let's get into Week 15. See what we got to do to try to catch Bob. And Tony, our first game is going to be the Sunday night game, featuring the 7-6 Chargers going to the 7-6 Chiefs. The Chargers, if you can believe it, are a 1-point road favorite in Kansas City. For the first time, they are the favorite going into Kansas City since Week 4 back in 2012. The over-under is 46. So, Tony, can the Chargers win a fifth game in a row and then take over sole possession of the AFC West?
I mean, I love the way the Chargers are playing right now, man. It just seems like a whole different team. The offense is clicking. The defense is playing well. Kansas City actually is playing a little better football right now. But, you know, I'm gonna go with the Chargers, man. I think they got an opportunity to go up to KC and pull an upset. It's hard beating Kansas City in Kansas City, but I think they can pull it out. They got the tools to pull a real close game out. So we're going to go 20-17 Chargers.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, this one can go either way, guys. It's a pair of 7-6 teams, and as much as we hear about Phillip Rivers, and for good reason, how good of a year he's having. Alex Smith, if you look at their stats, guys, they're very, very similar. Smith actually passes for a little better percentage, but they're identical statistically. And then you look at some of the weapons. I mean, Hunt for Kansas City and Hill, I mean, they're incredibly good. And I mean, they both can score points, but I just got to give the Chiefs just a little bit of an advantage here because they're home. I mean, for no other reason, and I think Andy Reid has been taking some heat. Again, I wanted to pick San Diego, and I'm thinking, I mean, the Chiefs at home and the heat on Andy Reid, I'm going to say the Chiefs pull out a close one, 28-24 Kansas City.
All right. And, fellas, I've been down on the Chiefs for a while now. Now, they did show up last week and beat the Raiders, and Kareem Hunt had his first 100-yard game since Week 5, and he's going to be the key to me in this game. Rushed for 172 yards last time against the Chargers earlier this season, and the Chargers are ranked 29th against the run. So, you know, if he comes anywhere near those numbers, the Chiefs are going to win, you know, easily. Now, on the other side, Phillip Rivers is hot. He's averaged 366 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions over their last 3 games. The Chiefs' defense is ranked 28th against the pass. So we'll have, you know, Kansas City trying to grind it out Well, Chargers are trying to air it out, so the difference is just going to come down to, you know, whose defense plays better. And the Chargers' defense is ranked second in average points allowed per game at 17.3. The Chiefs are 15th at 22.2. So defense wins games, and that's where I'm going. I'm taking the Chargers. I'm with you, Tony. I think the Chargers get a big win. I think they take down Kansas City 30-27. Our second game is the 7-6 Packers going to the 9-4 Panthers. The Panthers are a 2.5-point home favorite. The over-under is 47. So, Tony, can Aaron Rodgers come riding in on his white horse and save the Packers' season?
You know, it's a great time for him to come back. I think with Aaron Rodgers on the field, the Green Bay Packers is a whole different football team. But I think the Panthers right now, man, they got a little momentum. Cam is playing some good football right now. So I'm going to go with the Packers. Aaron may be a little rusty, and so Cam is going to pull it out. Another close game, though. We'll go 27-20 Panthers.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Boy, I'm going to go against Tony. So Tony's going to catch me. I mean, you know, I'm due for an 0-5 week. So I'm not doing this on purpose, Tony. But I like Green Bay. I think the jolt of energy this guy will give that team – and his smarts, nothing against Hundley, but this is a different guy here. They seem to be a pretty balanced offense, you know, Cobb and Adams, and the runners are very, very, shall we say, serviceable. But I just think Rodgers, when he's in there, and they have to win, guys. I mean, this is a team that's 7-6 in that division and that conference. It seems like the Panthers are going to be in the playoffs. Packers, they have to win, so... When you have to win and you're led by Aaron Rodgers, I think they can get the job done. So I'm going to think Rodgers can win this game 28-24 again. I'll say Green Bay wins this game.
All right. And, guys, you know, like I've learned to never bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, besides this week, spoiler alert. I also don't bet against Aaron Rodgers. You guys know that, you know, I'm not a Cam Newton fan either. Through the first 5 weeks of the season, before Aaron Rodgers got hurt, he had 13 touchdown passes to only 3 interceptions. He was completing 66% of his passes and looked like a guy who was on his way to another MVP season. Packers defense is 6th in the league in takeaways. Carolina, 25th in takeaways. Cam Newton is ranked 28th in completion percentage. He has 17 touchdowns to 12 interceptions on the season. And even in last week's win against the Vikings, Cam was 13-25, 137 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. So clearly nothing special. I'd blitz Cam, you know, frequently. We talked last week about how hard he struggles when you blitz him. And I'd blitz him and make him try to beat me. And I just don't think he can. So I'm going with you, Bob. I'm taking the Packers. I think they get a big win, 27-20. So it's sort of Tony's score flipped upside down. Our third game is the 9-4 Rams going to the 8-5 Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 2.5-point home favorite. The over-under is 47.5. Tony, the Rams, you know, have that, you know, one-game lead in the division, but lost to Seattle earlier in the season. So a loss here might cost the Rams the division title. Who do you think wins?
I just don't think they can go up there and beat Seattle in Seattle right now. You know, the Rams played real good football last week. Had a chance to win, to beat the Eagles, couldn't pull it out. But man, it's just a tough atmosphere to go up in Seattle and beat those guys. Rams play good, really good football, and again, another close game, man. It's just one of those games where you really don't know. You just got to go with the home team with that because they're so pretty much evenly matched. So I'm gonna go with Seattle and Russell Wilson pulling it out. They're going to score some points, I think. 34-30, Seattle.
All right. Bob, Tony Wright?
I think he is. I like Seattle at home, too. And, of course, it's hard to bet against a team like the Rams, who are so good to get swept by a team in 1 year. But Seattle's that type of team, especially in front of that home crowd. You know, they held Gurley, I think, to 3 yards per carry that first game, well under 100 yards. So that's going to be their game plan, just contain Gurley and put some pressure on Goff and keep Aaron Donald off of Russell Wilson. And we know Wilson's got the weapons on offense too. So, yeah, I think Seattle, in front of that raucous crowd, they sweep the Rams this year, and they're going to win 30-27, close one.
All right. And guys, I'm torn. Both teams are very good. In Seattle, you know, their defense is still scary to me. They're a team I wouldn't want to have to face in the playoffs. I think this is going to be a classic battle. The Rams have a high-scoring offense, number two in the league, averaging 30.5 points a game. Seattle's defense, even with all their injuries, they're still eighth in average points allowed at 19.4 points per game. The thing that tips me in favor of the Rams, so I'm going the opposite direction of you guys, is what I've seen from the Seahawks defense recently. They gave up 30 points to the Jaguars last week, you know, and Blake Bortles. A game in which Bortles threw for 268 and two touchdowns. Leonard Fournette added another 101 yards, you know, on the ground. He averaged over 4 yards per carry. So Seattle's defense is nicked up, and I would expect Todd Gurley to be the key here. Bob, to your point, I think he's the key here, and I think he's going to do well. And I would take Jared Goff over Blake Bortles every day and twice on Sunday. So I think he's going to be able to light up, you know, do a lot more than Bortles even did last week against the Seattle defense. So I'm going to take the Rams. I think they seal the division, get a huge road win, and they beat the Seahawks 24-20. Our fourth game is the Sunday night game featuring the 7-6 Cowboys going to the 6-7 Raiders. The Cowboys are a 3-point road favorite. The over-under is 46. So, Tony, both teams are sort of playing for their postseason lives, and the Raiders only have a glimmer of hope to win the AFC West. So which team do you think goes home happy on Sunday?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I just think right now, Raiders, I don't know, I was so hopeful for them this year to have a good playoff run. I don't even think they're going to be able to make the playoffs this year. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys winning this one. And I think they'll do a pretty good job on the Raiders. We're going to go 35-17, Dallas.
All right, that's sort of a semi-Tony Collins blowout special of the week. We haven't had one of those for a little while. Bob, what do you think?
I'm with Tony on this one. I think Dallas, it's hard for me, and I agree with Tony. I had a lot of hopes for Oakland as far as them really making a lot of noise this year, but it's hard for me to take a team seriously when they've given up 40 points more than they've scored at this point of the season. And Dallas has proven that they're a pretty good road team. So they go up there, and I think they play a very good game. Sean Lee is playing at a different level now. He seems healthy. And they're able to contain Oakland. So they're going to win. I'm going to say Dallas goes up there and wins 27-20.
All right. And, guys, you know, I've been so disappointed this season with the Raiders. Really thought Derek Carr and their offense was going to be tough to beat this season, and they've sort of been anything but that. I thought they were going to start putting things together finally, you know, going into last week's game against the Chiefs. They had won 3 out of 4, but Kansas City pretty much dominated them. On the other side, the Cowboys were pretty much left for dead after Ezekiel Elliott was suspended. They lost 3 in a row. The offense looked really bad. But the last two games, now albeit against the Redskins and the Giants, but still, they've averaged 34 points a game. Dak Prescott has thrown 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, and their defense has only given up an average of 12 points in those two games. So I think they are looking better. I think there just simply isn't much to like about the Raiders at this point, so I'm with you guys. I'm also taking the Cowboys. I think they win this game 27-17. Our last game for tonight is certainly the game of the year to this point, just like we thought it would be, like Bob and I talked about at the top of the show. It's Tony's 10-3 Patriots coming to my 11-2 Steelers. The Patriots are a 3-point road favorite, so all kinds of disrespect for my boys. The over-under is 54. Tony, you got to be at least a little nervous after that debacle Monday night against the Dolphins.
A little nervous? A lot of nervous. Man, I mean, it's just the way they played, man. It was just like, I don't know who was out there on the football field. So, but, you know, I can't bet against my Patriots, man. For some reason, every time we play against the Steelers, man, Belichick and Brady will come up with something. So, you know, we're going to have Gronk back this week. But going into Pittsburgh, man, it's going to be tough playing those guys. And Steelers are playing some good football right now, so – I am not a little nervous. I'm a lot of nervous. But our Patriots will find a way to pull it out. And we're going to go with the Patriots, 24-20, New England.
All right, Bob, how do you think this one goes?
Yeah, it is such a great game on paper. And, again, it's the NFL being as unpredictable as it is. It's almost one of those flip-the-coin games. I mean, if it's the way Tony said in a close game, the Steelers have a very, very good record. I think they're 7-1 in games decided by 6 points or fewer. So you figure if you're a New England fan, you want to get on them early and quick. And with Gronkowski back, and Brady has had one of his first full weeks of practice in a long time, and I know he's really perturbed from that performance. You put all these things together with Belichick making his adjustments and everything. So you think somehow the Patriots find a way, and they're going to win 31-28. It might be the last team with the ball wins, Chris.
All right. Well, you know, look, to Tony's earlier point, the Patriots have the Steelers number, no question. And the Ben Roethlisberger era, the Steelers are 3-5 against the Patriots, including losing the last three in a row. The last time the Steelers beat the Patriots was way back in 2011. For the Steelers, to me, there are three keys defensively that they've got to do. They can't play zone because Brady's just going to pick them apart just like he has the last several times. They've got to pressure Brady every time he drops back. That's, you know, the Dolphins did that so well. If you hit Brady early and get a couple of sacks early, he sort of gets the happy feet and you can really knock him off his game. They've also got to figure out a way to what you guys both said, you know, to cover Gronk. And they need to double him and play man everywhere else. In the Steelers' favor now is the fact that the Patriots are ranked 29th against the pass and 24th against the run. Kenyon Drake ran for 114 yards on a Monday night, and Cutler threw for 263 and three touchdowns. And I'll take Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell over Cutler and Drake any day. So, you know, just like you, Tony, I got to go with my boys. I say they finally figure out this Patriots riddle and win a high-scoring game on a last-second Chris Boswell field goal, less like they've won every other game, it seems, this season. So I'll take the Steelers. I think they win this one 34-31. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you're doing helping kids go off to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to that website, purchase a book. We're helping as many kids as possible get off to college and have a successful college career.
Well, Tony, good luck all except for the Patriots-Steelers game this weekend. We certainly look forward to catching up with you, and hopefully I'm smiling and you're crying. But we'll find out a week
from
tonight. But, take care, Tony. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again next week.
All right, guys. God bless.
See you later.
See you, Tony. That's Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Matthew Lawrence, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Matthew on the other side of this quick station break.